guys, Vlad Mazik here. Thank you so much for downloading Vladcast number 13. It's been about 10 months since I did the last one of these, and ironically enough, I just decided to do them because they were so easy to produce and just basically rant off at the mic and hit save and publish. And hey, you know, life got in the way, had a kid. That's great news. Got really busy at work. We had a lot of growth pains. That really wasn't that great of news. But, hey, you know, comes with the territory. I had to deal with it. So, sorry for leaving you guys in the dark for most of the year. Promise 2009 is going to be quite a bit different. And, aptly enough, this is the Vladcast number 13, sort of the bad luck podcast, if you will. It's going to be an interesting year. Just about everybody out there bets that it's going to be a very trying year. It's going to be really tough for a lot of us. And that's one of the reasons why I started the V newsletter. If you signed up for that, thank you so much. If you commented on it, thanks a lot. It's something that I really, you know, figured would be good to help a lot of us communicate and reconnect, because over the years the community has sort of gone sideways in a number of ways, and there's a lot of distractions and a lot of things going on at the time. And when things are good, we all lose our focus. We all focus on making money, focus on driving things forward, and kind of lose that cohesiveness that we used to have. So, 2009, right? It's going to be interesting. I talked to a buddy of mine the other day. He's an Australian. They're a couple of months behind us in terms of economic climate, so to speak, and he's talking about, you know, how the economy was just starting to affect them down there, and it's washing a lot of the IT cowboys out of the market. Sort of interesting to see. It's something that we've seen in the United States as well, and really, that's the beauty of the economic downturns. It cleanses industries of people who give them a terrible reputation. All the people who got into IT for the wrong reasons, you know, because they were good with computers and not really with business, well, they are now seeing that that's not a way to continue and to pursue a career, because most of the time the IT business and IT consulting space is really about running a business, not being really good at technology. So lots of people are getting jobs. On the flip side, a lot of people who got into the IT just because the companies needed some bodies to put around and throw on the phone or the computer are now finding pink slips on their desks. So we're seeing that sort of a cleansing climate of sorts across all industries. A lot of people who shouldn't be in business are no longer going to be in business, but that's going to affect a lot of us because it's starting to shrink the market. It's starting to shrink the amount of people that are talking about the need and the requirement for the technology in the business. And the beauty of it is that a lot of us are going to come out on the other side are going to come out a lot stronger, because this is the time to strike your bargains. This is the time to haggle. This is the time to pick the people you really want to work with. And this is the time to find people that are really like-minded, that are doing the same thing you're doing, that are really pushing forward, and that are really motivated. And that's the kind of people you want to surround yourself with. Whether you're working for them or you're trying to hire them, really, that is the type of thing that will look in downturns such as this one. I remember the last time this kind of hit us was around 2001. Man, a lot of people just went under at that time because the economy just basically stopped on the dime. It recovered very nicely, but a lot of people that used to be around back then are no longer around today. And that's what we're going to start seeing now as well. So what's the point of all of this? Well, you know, the point of all of this is that I've been very fortunate over the years with a lot of people that have worked with us and really guided us along. And I want to give back a little bit, because it's been very good to us. And I want to use my audience and get my audience to basically help everybody else that's listening to me. I don't know why you do it, but I appreciate it, and I'm thankful, and I continue to give back. So the V newsletter is something that is really thought out. It's methodical, that's going to go through and attack things from every angle and consider every perspective. And everything that I don't consider, I hope everybody reading it will point out and be like, hey, dumbass, what about this? What about that? There's a lot of things that we all don't consider on our own, which is why it's such a beauty to have the community of people out there that are thinking about the very same thing. But there's really not a good medium out there for anybody to communicate those thoughts. And when they do, they basically get slammed. So they basically are discouraged from even participating in it. So I'm doing my little thing to basically contribute to that and give out my thing. And I'm pretty sure I'll get enough feedback. So if I say something that you think is a remark or way off the mark, by all means, let me know. So here's the first little bit. Here's the thing that I'm thinking about that we really need to focus on, and something that helped me out tremendously towards the end of 2008. As I said, we had a lot of growing pains at OwnWebNow. We launched new products. We launched new services. We had a bunch of people join the organization. We had to add a lot of people in the areas that I traditionally wouldn't have hired for. And that pressed a lot of us in the executive side, and particularly me as sort of the gorilla on the hill, to train a lot of people, to educate them, to work them through the whole process. And I've always been very accessible. That's one thing that I've really taken a lot of pride in. The ability to reach Vlad is sort of paramount because, hey, your productivity means more money in my pocket. The more work you're able to do means less work for Vlad to do. And the less work I do, the happier I am because, hey, money's still pouring in. We're still looking good. Customers still love us. And we're still moving forward. So that works if you've got about, you know, 5 people, you know, 10, 50, almost 100. It starts getting to you when you open up your window and you have 100 emails and 50 instant messenger windows popped up. I also got to deal with the clients, that were not disgruntled because they had to deal with the newbies. And it's just been one of those things where I spent most of my day dealing with distractions and responses and dealing with essentially is public relations, both internally and externally to the company, that I really didn't get to do anything that's on my agenda. You know, there's a lot of stuff that I basically had to do, like managing crisis, managing problems, managing partners, hiring, firing people, adjusting them. I believe that there's actually weeks on my 2008 calendar during which I can honestly say I didn't do a damn thing that was on my agenda. Because, you know, as a business leader, as a business owner, I have my own agenda. I have my own job. And it's not really babysitting everybody else in the company. You know, everybody needs guidance, and all of our partners need guidance as well. But I can't do it on their schedule. I have to do it on my schedule. So really, I kind of sat around and I analyzed my time. I looked at what I did with my day, at where it went, where all the stuff kind of allocated itself, so to speak. And I basically did a couple of things. First thing I did was to get a netbook. If you haven't seen one of these little laptop gadgets, you really have to go out there and check them out. They're made by a number of different manufacturers with a number of different screens and resolutions, all sorts of things. The one I ended up with is the MSI Wind. I think I paid about $400 for it. It came with XP Home. It came with everything that I pretty much needed to communicate. And it was the best damn purchase that I've made in 2008. Why? Well, because I was able to take all of my distractions and stick them onto a computer that wasn't my primary work computer. So all of my instant messages sat on this thing until I was ready to take instant messages and chat with people. All of my junk news groups, all of my blog reading, all of my other stuff that I have to get to because that's what I do, was now sitting there in a confines and waited for me when I was ready for it. So basically, I kind of then sat around and I broke down my day. What is it that I actually do during the course of the 6 hours that I actually work at OwnWebNow? And I basically split it down the middle. Half of my job is to lead this company and move it forward. That is basically support. Everything from answering support requests, from calling people that had a negative experience with the support, talking to my staff, training, updating our blogs, updating internal wiki, looking at some technical problems, looking at some of the solutions that I had thrown together and nobody else knows how to. So a lot of training, a lot of hand-holding, and a lot of the production stuff on the server side. So that is what I've basically been able to say, okay, I have 3 hours during the day. I basically split it, you know, the 2 hours in the morning and 1 hour in the afternoon, so that in the morning I could attack everything else that piled up, and in the afternoon I could deal with everything that happened in the middle. Makes sense, right? So that basically allowed me to focus on my company and focus on doing the work and get proper responses to people and correct solutions to people. Because when they put me on the spot, I don't really think like an engineer. I think like a boss. You know, what do I have to say to get you away from me? How can I quickly get you what you need so you can move on with your work and actually do it? As opposed to being done on my schedule, which means I get to look at this, I get to consider it, I get to take a moment and think about it and be like, oh, okay, so we're having the issue with these adapters. Okay, let's review our process, let's review our procedure, etc., etc. So it gave me a really better focus on the problems. It gave me a time to actually think about them, document them, share them with people, and actually not have to answer that question 18 billion frickin' times. So that was part one. You know, I removed my distractions, I was able to focus, and then I thought, okay, what do I need to do during the other 3 hours of the day to get better? So that focuses my time on 1 hour for the dedicated development, 1 hour dedicated to marketing, and 1 hour dedicated to training. Things that I do for myself. Reading a book, reading a blog, reading a technical manual, reading or reviewing some sort of a KPI. Same stuff on the development side, developing a feature that somebody asked for, considering things. A lot of the stuff isn't really like code crunching. That's what I do at night when everybody else is asleep. But a lot of it really focused on developing tools to let people be more productive, developing things that our clients needed, and developing them in a way that they really had to use them. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are basically time whores, and you're trading your time for money, and you're thinking, hey, you know, there's no way that I can dedicate 3 hours out of my day or 4 hours out of my day to my personal development and development of my company. I need to bill out time. And I got to tell you, you have to. You have to dedicate time. You have to find time in your schedule. And believe me, initially it is a scary thought of, you know, not doing everything that you do right now, not being the number one most responsive person out there. But in the long run, it improves your company, improves your ability to handle situations, and improves your ability to deliver these services. And then you can charge more for them. Look at what's going on out there. You know, for years we've been really concerned about really big companies entering our markets and really crushing us. And for a lot of us, we really pursued one business methodology forward, you know, sort of with the blinders on, don't care about anything else that's going on. And a lot of the people that went down business that way made a lot of money and then it stopped. Okay, you know, we signed on these contracts, we rolled forward with managed services, blah, 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 and then, bam, the market simply disappeared, one company quit, the other company went under, and now what? Well, wouldn't it have been nice to have a little bit more of an understanding of what was going on underneath the market, what was actually going on? It's not really something that's really relative to the managed services space. It's relative to people who thought that Best Buy was going to crush them. It's relative to people who still believe that Dell is going to crush them. It's relative to the people who believe that Microsoft is going to be putting them out of business by doing their own hosting. It's relative on a number of fronts, and it's relative to all of us to understand what's actually going on. And if we're dedicated to working in our jobs 8 hours a day, responding to the problems and just going forward, we're never going to focus on those opportunities that are going to make us into kick-ass companies on the other side. You know, make no mistake, 2009 is going to suck. Things are moving forward. We're going to be making more money. Maybe some people are going to be trending a little bit lower. That's still fine. You know, you're still in business. You're still moving forward. But because we don't have to deal with the distractions now, because we don't have to deal with a flooded market, and because we don't have to deal with having to convince people certain truths and certain facts about their technology business, we're going to be able to focus on a lot more. We're going to become a lot more productive. We're going to be able to outsource a number of things, because every time that the economy takes a huge dump, a lot of companies spring up that are willing to take over one or two or three of your unprofitable practices and take care of them for you for a small fee. So this is the time to sharpen the sword, so to speak. This is the time to work on your practice, on your business, and really build it forward, because this is just a phenomenal gift that we've been given. I know that's sort of insensitive to say, given with how much some people are struggling. But dear God, you know, we're given the opportunity to continue going forward with a slight pause in the market that allows us to make sure that what we are doing is really in the best interest of our companies, our clients' companies, and everybody else that's involved. So look towards V Newsletter, look towards the Vladcast in Vladville, look towards OwnWeb now, because we got a lot of money to spend on making 2009 the year to really stabilize a lot of the solutions, question a lot of the things, and question a lot of comfort zones out there, and really try to move our businesses forward. So I hope my little tidbit on how I've been able to get rid of the distractions and get rid of the problems and things that were taken away from my productivity helps you in some way. And I hope you repaid that kindness by sending me something else to talk about, because we all have the things that we have figured out the hard way, and there's no reason why everybody else has to do it too. So thank you again for downloading this. I wish you the best luck and lots of prosperity in 2009. And I guarantee you, we're going to be doing well. We're going to be doing much better. And we just have to focus on the basics and get back to basics and really work on our craft instead of letting it work us around and distract us from what we're really trying to accomplish. So thank you so much for downloading and listening. This is Vlad Mazik. Have a wonderful day.